Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Introduction. I was sitting down to write an introduction to the new trilogy when I decided to reread the one in the first volume. With that reading, it occurred to me that everything I would want to say, I had already said in that one. So I'm not going to spend time restating the same thoughts. Instead, because the information is timely, I'm reprinting the first one as an introduction to this one. If you took the proffered information lightly the first time you read it, perhaps you are now ready to get on with your ascension. So roll up your sleeves and read on. It is my intention with this work to set down everything I can think of that might be helpful to facilitate the complete awakening, or at least the making of great strides toward it, of those who are determined to experience self-realization in this incarnation. Make no mistake about it. More than the mere consumption of information will be required. Although the steps when laid out might appear simple, overcoming the comfort and familiarity of the ego, which is what will be mandatory, is no easy task. It's not that it couldn't be, as a result of the true power that indwells the soul. It's just that old habits, like old shoes that no longer support the backbone, can be, and often are, difficult to dispose of. Anyone who has undertaken a task and brought it to a successful conclusion will verify that if anything lasting is to be erected, an effective foundation must be built to support it. Here, we will supply the tools for establishing a foundation that will weather any storm. But each, if truly willing, will have to frame it up for himself, male and female. In this case, each corner of the foundation is stabilized by one of the powerful four D's: desire, determination, discrimination, and discipline. Humanity in general has lost its conscious connection with and awareness of its own divinity. The desire to remember and reestablish that connection is crucial for the actual accomplishment. You will have to want to. You must want God in your heart as badly as you want air in your lungs in order to stay the course. Another essential ingredient is determination. After self-realization is recognized as your heart's desire, your purpose, will, and intention have to be locked down and made intractable. I will have this, and no one or no thing will stand in my way. Next, the aspirant must learn to discriminate between what is wanted by the ego and what the spirit desires. She must begin to choose to give up the things the body craves for the sake of a greater goal, which she cannot yet see or demonstrate. One must begin to mentally separate the eternal from the temporary, the real from the illusion, the heavenly from the worldly. In other words, the L-I-V-E from the E-V-I-L. Finally, and most importantly, intense discipline must be exercised. Here is where we usually lose the wimps and ne'er-do-wells. Defined by Webster, discipline is the practice or method of enduring that people utilize for accomplishment, the mental self-control used in directing or changing behavior or learning something new. I can't remember, if I ever knew, who said, "If you keep doing and thinking what you've always done and thought, you'll just keep getting and having what you've always got." But I certainly know that no truer words were ever spoken. One who consciously sets out to take on the mastery of this auspicious game called life is known to members of the mystery traditions as an initiate. At the first stage of initiation, the disciple is aware that he is one with everything that exists, that the Christ is not outside of himself, but is indeed within the very fabric of his being, and that it is his responsibility to begin to think of and experience himself as that. This stage is known as the second birth, where the initiate is considered a little child preparing to enter the kingdom of heaven. The second initiation is what is known as the great battle between the soul and the ego. This was exemplified in the Bible as the 40 days of temptation in the wilderness between Jesus and Satan, and in Egyptian mysticism as the battle between Horus and Set. Here, the ego strives to lure the soul from her path, urging one to use her newfound spiritual awareness to gain worldly possessions, power, and prestige. The third initiation is the obtaining of the advanced mysteries exemplified in the Bible as Jesus going up to the mountaintop and meeting with the masters, and with Horus being instructed by Thoth, the embodiment of God's wisdom and law. The fourth initiation is the surrendering of all that belongs to the lower worlds, exemplified during the crucifixion by the piercing of the right side of Jesus and allowing all the blood to be absorbed into the earth, and by Horus dominating the body of Set with the piercing of his body. The fifth and final initiation is the atonement. It is that of becoming one with God, symbolized by the resurrection of Jesus and the obtaining of the double crown, the mastery of the spirit in the world, by Horus. Now the initiate has become the triumphant master, the awakened Christ, the link or bridge between God and man, ready to give to those who follow what she has received from her mighty endeavors. If this sounds like something that calls powerfully to your soul, then more than possibly you have contracted this lifetime either to begin or to continue, as the case may be, this most worthy undertaking. And you have most certainly come to the right place. For you, this is an auspicious lifetime. If you want to know, you get to know. This work is for you. Let's get busy.